We are learning Maseches Megillah in Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning by the two dots, which is approximately 10 lines from the top. Well, now we're going to go ahead and darshan the Megillah. That's going to be the next 5-6 blot, and in between we are going to have different psichas that the Amoraim said before they start darshaning the Megillah, and so on and so forth. Zokt the Gemara. The Megillah starts off by Yehi B'Meach HaShverish. Om Rav Levi V'Teimo Rav Yenison. We have a Masaira, Ma'atrik Chasa Gadayla, Komokim Shadam Vayhi. Anytime the Torah uses Lashon Vayhi, Eina El Lashon Tsar. It's a Lashon of Tsar, of pain. Vayhi Vimeyakashverish, it was the days of Achsverish, have a Haman. What happened? There's Haman. Vayhi Meshavaita Shvaitim, that's the beginning of Gilas Rus. What happens? Have a Rav. It says beginning of Meshavaita, there's a Rav, they had to leave Yerushalayim, they had to leave Eretz Yisrael, Elimelech left Eretz Yisrael together with his children. Have a Rav. It says when a lot of people landed up in the end of Parashat Bereishis, when the people started getting the a lot of people, what happened? Chet happened. See, every time Lashon Hashem says Vayhi, something bad happens. That's right before the Dar Afloga, they all traveled to Bavel. That says, let's build a big city. And Kaviyachol, they wanted to fight with Hashem. See, there was a tsar. Vayhi Me'am Raphael. That's by Avram Avinu in the days of Rafa. Also Muhammad is a Muhammad. Bera and all the different kings, the five and the four kings. There was a war. There was a tsar. By Hebe Yeshua Biricha, we had this earlier in the Vesechta, when Yeshua is Biricha, you have a Charbish Lup Yodah, and Malach showed up with a Charbish Lup Yodah. So Rashi, what's a tsar? Because he gave him Musar on Bittul Torah and Thomas Shavain Abayim. And that tsar, getting Musar from a Malach, is not easy. Vayter, it says, Vahi Hashem is Yeshua. It says that by Yericha Hashem is with Yeshua, by Yamal ben Yisrael. And it says that someone in Klal Yisrael was Mayal, and he was over the Cherim, that you shouldn't take anything from Yericha. There was someone who was Achon. He took things from Yericha. The beginning of Shmuel starts, Vahi Eshachad Merasayim, which was Al-Kana, and it says, Ki Eschana Ohav Hashem Sagarachma. Chana was a Akara, which is very painful. Vayter and Shmuel, it says, Vahiki Zokin Shmuel, Vikasher Zokin Shmuel, I think it's Lachna Basin. Vilehochu, Bonav Drachav, his children did not go in his ways. Kimavoya there, they didn't go in his ways. Shmuel used to go around to be shayf with everyone, but his son stayed home and made people come to him. Vahi David, Lachol Drachav, Maskil Vashem Imai. It says, David was very successful, and what happens afterwards? Vahi Shal, Oyen is David. Shaul started being jealous of David. This is when David HaMelech was sitting with Bais, and it says, Rak Atal Yisiv Nebais, you will not build the Beis HaMikdash. So, that's if all the Vayihis we tried that says Tzar. Freitim Arkasha, I'm going to show you all the Vayihis that are not Tzar. Freitim Gemara, Vachsiv Vahi B'yem HaShmini, it says on the 8th day, which is the 8th day of Shiva Simei HaMaluim, which is the first day of Shchar Shlisan, it says, "Vayhi and Matanya oisa hayoyim." He says, "Simcha fnei Karish Baruch Hu ki yoyim shenir b'shmayim v'aretz." That day was a yoyim simcha, a yom tov fnei Hashem, like the day when the world was created. Chesiv hakav vayhi b'yem hashmini, v'chesiv hasam vayher vayvaki yom echad. So, what do you see? It was a great day. And how do you say he's lost a tzar? So, well, no, it was a tzar. You know why? Hashachav Nadav Aviu. We know that day Nadav Aviu died when they brought the Ketores. Another kasha, v'chesiv. It says, When the Beis HaMikdash was built, the first Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says, "Vayhi v'shmoyin v'shana v'arba meyay shana tais meyay shana meretz v'trayim v'shana raviyas." It says, "Vayivin avayis l'Hashem." So it's the idea that he's gevaldik. They built the Beis HaMikdash. Another kasha v'ksiv v'hi kasha ro Yaakov es Rachel. He says when he was standing with the shepherds by the well, when Yaakov saw his Rachel bas lavan achimoy ves tzayin lavan achimoy vayigash Yaakov v'yogel se even me'apia be'er vayashk es tzayin lavan achimoy. So it says the vayihi kasher ro Yaakov es Rachel, and nothing bad happened. Freik the mashah. What do you mean Rachel was akara? So it looks like you said before by Chana. So mashah says it because it was not in this pasuk. Much later, they only got married 7 years later. Not a kasha, freak the Meshash and Yaivitz. It says in that pasuk, when he met Rachel, he Vayev. So it wasn't such a good thing. Why did he cry? Rashi says because of the Beis HaMikdash. That he blamed Shah, the Meshash blamed Shah. Like, come on, the Maris holds that's a good thing. Not a kasha, v'chsev ha'er v'yavakim echot. V'yikasheni, 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 v'yikatuva. V'yikatuva, a lot of Vayihis in the Torah that don't mean Tsar. So Maris says, you're right. Omer of Ashi, kol Vayihi, ika hachi v'yikachi. A lot of Vayihis, some are Lashon Tsar, some are not Lashon Tsar. It's not every vayhi tsar. But vayhi b'yemei, eina eloshin tsar. Eloshin vayhi b'yemei is only tsar. And there are chamisha vayhi b'yemei haba. There's five times in Torah that says vayhi b'yemei. Number one, vayhi b'yemei achashverosh. That we had Haman. Vayhi b'yemei shvayt ha-shayftim. That was by Rus, Megillas Rus, by Elimelech. There, vayhi b'yemei shvayt ha-shayftim, there was a Rav. Vayhi b'yemei Amraphel, that was a war. Vayhi b'yemei achas, because we didn't have his pasuk yet, so we didn't have all the vayhis before. Vayhi b'yemei achas, that vayhi b'yemei achas is a bad thing. What happened then? So there, the Medrash Vayikra Rabbah says that two things happened then. First of all, that Tsaras from the Plishtim and Aram, they came to fight with them. And number two is that Achaz closed all the Bati Midrashim. He didn't want the children to learn Torah. He says, Im ain gedi, im ain tiyashim, which means you don't have the children. That's the way you want to stop Klal Yisrael, stop the children. The children are the most important part of Klal Yisrael. He tried to stop the children from learning Torah. And Achaz was Jewish king, by the way. Vayhi b'yemei ha'yakim is the time of the Churban Habayit. So these are five Vayhi b'yemeis, Achashayrish, Rus, Amraphel, Achaz, and Yoyakim. Once you mention drashas, I'm going to tell you another drasha now. Rav Levi says like this: we have a mesora, omot va'amatzi achem hava. Omot, Yishayahu ben Amot, Yishayahu his father, Yishayahu Hanavi's father, Amot, and Amatzia, which was a king of Melech Yehuda, they were brothers. Achem hava. It's very tomorrow. Mike Mashmon, what's that coming to teach us? Okay, they're brothers. Very good. What should we do now? So tomorrow I'll tell you what it tells us. Yehud Amar Shmuel Bar Achmeini Amar Rav Yenison. Kol Kala, this is a member. Kol Kala she tsenuya veis chamea. Any Kala who is tsenua, which means a daughter-in-law who is tsenua in her shver's house, zoicha veyitzim imenu malachim aviim. She'll be zoicha to have from her kings and aviim. How do we know? We know from Tamar. We know this from Tamar. Dichsiv that after Tamar married Er and Er died. Oynon and they died. Yehuda sent Tamar away, and it says, "Vayirah Yehuda." Yehuda saw someone. So there's Zayna. He kissed up on her because she covered her face. Freit the Gemara. Should the kiss up on her because she covered her face? That's what she looks like a Zayna. It's not the derech of a Zayna. Ella, like Rashi says, off an art. Mishum the kisses up on her beis chamel, because since she when she was in Yehuda's house, when her father-in-law's house, she covered her face. He didn't know what she looked like. So what happened? So at a Tamar came Malachim and Aviyim. So Malachim, we know him with David. David's the enikel of Tamar. But how do you know Aviyim? So the one Aviyim, the Amrav Levi, Mesaris b'yadenu ma'aviseinu, the Omoitz ve'amatzia achim hava. So Amatzia was from David, the king of David. Omoitz the brother. Who comes from Omoitz? Sheyo. So you see, Tamar had Aviyim come from him, from her. So you see, that's when Aviyim came from what? So So therefore you know that if someone is sneers, they'll have Melachim and Aviim as their offspring. Ah, you can ask me, Akasha, David and Shlomo, what's the Aviim? We have to go to Amoitz, or Shayo, what do we say, Ben Amoitz? David and Shlomo and Aviim, like the Gemara counts later on, Mem Ches Aviim, Rashi says it's David and Shlomo. So if you take the Masha, he's a bigger Navi, he's a more Kavua digger Navi, and therefore we count him. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Varm Ravlevi. Once you mention Ravlevi, no, Josh Ravlevi. Varm Ravlevi. Dovah Zemasaris be a Dain Ravi. Zenu Mokum Aram in Ramida. The Aram did not take up any space in the Kodesh HaKadosh. It didn't take up any space. Taina Mahachi, winter brass like that. Aron Josh Maisha, just like Esa Amis Charuach. It says that when the Aron was in the Kodesh, there was 10 Amis each way. Vichsif Neyadvir, Esa Amarech. It says the Dvir, which is the Kodesh, was 20 Amis by 20 Amis. If you read the rest of the Pasuk, you see it was 20 Amis by 20 Amis. It says Esa Amarech by Esa Amarech. And it says there was 10 Amis each way in the brass. So it must be, it's Enim Naminyan. The next line, according to Turi Evan, does not belong here. V'chsiv, kanaf akruv ha'echad esa amas, kanaf akruv ha'echad esa amas, there are two kruvim, each one is 10 amas wide. So, arun guf ha'echad, okay, elash no, b'nei sa'im, you see, it was b'nei. Now, why doesn't the Turi Evan like this raya from the kruv? Because the kruv, their wings were 10 amas high in the air, so it went over the arun. It wasn't a problem to fit the arun under it, and therefore, he doesn't like this girsa, and the ikar raya is from the price, so to get the positive from the adver. What? Right. So Gemara brings that for the bodies of the Kruv. That's the story. It doesn't belong in all Gemara. It's only the Aron. That's the Torah even says. That Gemara for all the places that's to show you the bodies of the Kruv didn't take up room. But it's not what the Aron is. So that's why. Therefore, that's very good. Yeah, Torah even speaks to that. That doesn't belong here. It belongs to a different Masechta where it talks about that. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Now the Gemara will say, before they dash in the Megillah, you first have to say a different drasha. Bring a different pasuk, get you ready to make drashas on the Megillah. You don't just go right into the Megillah. You make a drasha first, but a different pasuk, talking about the Goyim. Rabbi Yehuda said, pasuk le'pischa l'hai parash t'malcha. Before, if you ever look at Medrash, you'll see in the Medrashim, any Medrash Rabbah, always starts with a pischa. You start with a pasuk to get you primed to dash in the parash. So it says, pasuk pischa l'hai parash t'malcha. It says in the pasuk, V'kamti aleihem ne'um Hashem tzivakos, v'chirati lebavol shem, u'sha'ar, v'nim v'nechen u'm Hashem. Hashem says, Os lovey, I'm going to destroy Bavel, I'm going to take them apart. V'chirati lebavol shem, v'sha'ar, v'nim v'nechen u'm Hashem. What does it mean? Shem zeh ha'ksav. That means Bavel will not have their own ksav. They're not going to have their own lettering, which is true. Sha'ar zeh loshen nin. Sha'ar is loshen of memshallah. They're not going to have their own malchus. No, Sher is a Lashon. So sorry. Sher is a Lashon, that's their own language. Nin is a Malchus, not going to have their own Malchus. V'neched, zu Vashti. Vashti will be killed. V'chrati, I'm going to kill the Enikol of Bavel, Vashti. Who is Vashti from? The Vuchanetza. Vuchanetza Melech Bavel. And that's this pasuk, how Hashem is going to, before he starts the Megillah, he reads this pasuk at Bavel, and one of them is about that Vashti will get killed. Rav Shmuel Achrayni, pasuk epistle high verse to Malchus. When this parasha, if this parasha sounds familiar, it's a very good thing because it means you're listening to the Haftira on a tainus. So that's what it says in the pasuk. Tachas anatzutz, instead of a thorn, yale beroish, the backswood of tachas sirpah, yale hadas. The Gemara dash like this. Tachas anatzutz, tachas hamon arasha. Instead of the thorn, who's the thorn? Why is it called the Natsutz? Because she'asa atzmei v'rezara. He made himself a v'rezara, and how you know Natsutz means v'rezara? Chsiv, u'b'chol ha'natsutzim u'b'chol ha'nalulim. So that's, you see, Natsutzim is a v'rezara. So that's the tachas ha'natsutz is going, referring to Haman. Instead of him, Yala Barosh will be Zer Mardechai. Will be Mardechai we call Barosh. Why? He's Roish Chol Abasam. He's called the Roish Chol Abasam. She never said the pasuk in Parashas Kisisa. Va'ata Kach Lachol Abasam Roish Mardarar. Umetargaminon. When we targum that pasuk, look at the targum Maridachi, which sounds like Mardechai. So Mardechai is considered the Roish of the Basam. So Tachas Hanatzus Yala Barosh is referring to instead of Haman came Mardechai. Tachas as sirpa, tachas vashti harasha. That means the sirpa, which is a different type of thorn, is vashti harasha. Bas benoy, the grandchild of Shel Nebuchadnezzar harasha. Shesara for fidas beis Hashem. He burnt the mokum of the beis hamikdash. And sirpad is lashon of saraf, is saraf refidas. The chsiv refidas is of. We call the mokum of the shechina refidas is of. Yala Adas will come Adas. Zeh Esther Tzedekah Shenikra Adas. Like the Pasuk says, Shenemar, the other name for Esther is Adas. V'yimen es Adas. The end of the Pasuk says, V'hoyer Lashem Lashem. Zeh Mikra Megillah. Lois Olam Lo Yikareis. Forever won't be stopped. Elu Yimei Purim. It's the days of Purim. So that was his drasha to start off the Megillah. He's a darshan in his drasha. This Pasuk of Tachas Anatzot, which is referring to Mordechai replaces Haman and Esther replaces Vashti. It says in the pasuk at the end of the Teichacha, just like Hashem was happy to give good to you, and pasuk says that Hashem will also be happy to do bad to you, the Rasham, you Yidin are doing averus. Frankly, Mars, this is the thing. And we chadi a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Rasham is that Kodesh Baruch Hu happy with the Mapala of Rasham. Vaksiv says in the pasuk, this pasuk is by Yehoshaphat when he went to fight against the Amoinim and the Gevoinim. It says there. Now we're missing something. What's Hashem kil olam chasta? Why doesn't say kitayv? By dazu, the fish. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sameach mepalas tzarosham. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not happy when Rasham fall. He's not happy. He's not happy. So he's not happy mepalas tzarosham. Barav yechanan. My dechsev another raya. Hashem's not happy mepalas tzarosham. Dechsev lekarav zel zel kol laila. This is talking about when the Mitzrayim were chasing the Eden. It says, "Lekarav zel zekar laila," and Bikshu, and we darshan, and Bikshu malach hasharas leim hashira. Lekarav zel zeh means of malachim, like we said by Kedusha. The Lekarav zel zeh v'amar. So Bikshu malach hasharas leim hashira. My handiwork is drowning in the water. You want to say Shira? So you see that you don't say Shira and you're not happy when Hashem is not happy when Mablas Shah Hashem. So what's behind the Pasik? Ken Yosis Lahara Ashem. Om Ravalazo, who in his us? Avachir Mesis. What it means like this. Just like Hashem was happy to do good for you, Hashem will let the Oivim be happy to hurt you. V'deikanami, t'chziv ken yosus, lo k'chziv ken yosus. Not he'll be happy. He'll make other people happy. The enemies who will destroy Klai Yisrael will be happy. Shema amina. Now what does it have to do with the Megillah? So Teretz says, Rashi says, that b'imei Haman, they were all happy that they're trying to destroy Klai Yisrael. And they were trying to destroy Klai Yisrael. They're all happy. And that's why we say this pasuk of Ken Yosef, because that's what happened in the Megillah also, that they were happy to destroy Klai Yisrael. Now, so what does it have to do with why is that a good thing? The Teretz is, but because they were happy, Hashem brought the Geula. He said, oh, you're happy? You got him? You're happy to start with you? Then I'm going to take care of you. So I'm going to invite it. Rabbi Abba Barakana Pasuk Episcopal High Price Bahakum, this Pasuk. It says a Pasuk I think is in Kaheles, yeah. La Odom Shatoib Lefanov Nosan Chachmo Vadas Vasimcha. Zemorcha Yatzadik. The Odom was Toib Lefanov, Hashem gave Chachmo Vadas Vasimcha. That's Morcha Yatzadik who came out, Sol of Vasimcha. That was Morcha Yatzadik. La Choite Nosan Inyan Lesav Lachnes. For the Choite, Hashem gave him loads of money, a few yachts and a few houses. Ze Haman. Why? Losses Toyof Nele Kim Zemorcha Yatzadik. In order, he should gather all the money, and who's it got? Mordechai Esther, the Chsiv, but Hosem Esther as Mordechai a base Haman. He pointed him a base Haman. So whatever Haman gathered, it was given straight on a silver platter to Mordechai and Esther. Rabba bar Oifron, Apostle Episcopalai Pirish Tamahacha. Rabba bar Oifron started the parish with this. Don't say Ephraim, like Tosha speaks out, because Ephraim is the shame of a Rasha, and shame Rasha Mirkav. So Rabba bar Oifron. It says in the Pasuk, "V'samti kisi be'elam." I'm going to put my throne in Elam, which Elam is where Shushan was. "V'varti misham melech v'sarim." I will destroy there melech v'sarim. Melech zu Vashti, because she comes from Malachim, and v'sarim ze Haman v'saras banav. Ministers are Haman and his 10 children. And met Hashem on tomorrow's daf, we will continue more psiches to the Megillah, and then we'll start dashing the Megillah itself.